Hello and welcome to the Devotional Podcast with Every Nation NYC. My name is Nathan. The next 10 minutes or so are all about you connecting with God. So no matter where you are, let's take some time out, turn our hearts towards God, hear His voice, and connect with our Father. Let's go to God in prayer. God, thank you that it's your will. It's your desires, and it's your heart that draws us into you. God, today we choose to agree with you. We are here for you. We're here to meet with you. We're here to be drawn deeper in. So we say to our hearts, further up and further in, let's go meet our God. God, today we choose to quiet our hearts and our minds, block out every distraction, and set aside this time to meet with you. Holy Spirit, please come, meet with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. As God looked down the corridors of history future and chose us, there was a glaring problem. He's totally other. He's holy. He sits ensconced in glory, covered in light, brilliantly unapproachable. Meanwhile, we are hurt, broken, ravaged by generations of brokenness and rebellion. We're so broken that we compare our brokenness with the brokenness of others, and we oftentimes think, well, at least I'm not as bad off as them. What a broken thought. How can God bring broken children into his beautiful home, into his extraordinary family? His plan was to send his unbroken, totally whole, unmarred, beautiful son into our world. He sent him to take our brokenness. He took it all upon himself. The beautiful son was sent into this world, and then he was rejected. He was rejected by the world. He was rejected by the ones who would follow him. He was rejected even by his friends. And then finally by his father. He was rejected so that we, the broken children, might be accepted. This is God's expression of love. It's not to make us feel guilty or ashamed. God did this to bring you unstoppable joy. Joy that comes from knowing that nothing can separate us from our Father. Nothing can stop his plans. Jesus is glorified today. Though he went through torture, mocking, crucifixion, death, the very worst that this world has to offer, nothing could stop him. Today, Jesus sits glorified with the Father, and we are his inheritance, his prize, his pride and joy, and he is ours. We are adopted in with no restrictions. We're adopted in as heirs. He predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. Today, God's will is that you would be included in the family, that you would be brought all the way in. It's like your picture is sitting on his mantle. He thinks of you. He loves you. He desires a relationship with you. And today it's on us to take up this extraordinary offer, to take him at his word, to be sons, daughters, children of the Most High God. Father, today we turn our hearts toward you. Every bit of pain, every bit of brokenness, God, we give it to you. We don't hold on to it as our identity, but we turn it over to you. Lord, thank you, Jesus, that you took these things on the cross, that you took them away from us, that you took away our reproach, our shame, the horrible things that may have happened to us. You bore those things so that we don't have to. You bore those things so that we could be sons of God. We're adopted through you. We're adopted in you. And today, God, we choose to put on those new royal robes that come with being a child of God. The ring on our finger, the sandals on our feet. God, today we choose to walk in the new identity of sons and daughters of the Most High God. We put aside everything that would stop us. We remove every distraction. And God, I pray that we would run the race that you set before us. We would run in the ways of your will. We would accomplish the purposes that you have set forth for us. Thank you, God, that as sons and daughters, we have access to you. We have access to your purposes. We have access to your plans. And today we quiet our hearts. We push aside our distractions so that we can hear your voice. I encourage you to take the next few minutes to continue in this attitude of prayer, asking God his plans for you as his son or daughter. And also, maybe ask him this question. Father, what does being a child in your house mean? What are the responsibilities I have? What are the benefits and privileges that I now possess? I look forward to more fully owning what you've already paid for, my adoption. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to connect with God. My hope is that you've been able to hear directly from him and get to know him a little better. You've been listening to the Devotional Podcast with Every Nation NYC. For more resources and podcasts, please find us at everynationnyc.org/media.